It is in our mind where we suffer the most. There's always something in every single moment of your life where you can actually pause and realize that, what can I learn from this experience? What is this teaching me? And sometimes when you've been through a lot of shit and you're not comfortable with sharing it with people, there's so much shame that's built up over the years. That's how you literally wire yourself. You feel like it's just you against the world. The relationship with yourself comes from how much time are you willing to spend with yourself. Give yourself a chance to get to know you, to love you, to appreciate you, so that you program yourself that it's good to be me. What is your treasure? Happiness, more success, more abundance, financial security, having a family. The treasure that you are seeking is hidden in the work that you're avoiding. You will never get your treasure. And this is how you create the life of your dreams, because you talk about things that you want to work on, that you want to achieve, your goals. Since 2018, I've helped thousands of people heal childhood trauma, overcome addiction, get off their anxiety and depression medication, and finally take control of their lives. Many have gone on to start their own business and become speakers, coaches, and leaders who are now transforming lives every single day. I've built a global community with over 3.5 million people, spoken on stages all over the world. And now I want to help you to do the same. If you've ever dreamed of becoming a certified life coach, making a difference and building a life of purpose and freedom, this is your moment. The LMP Coaching Institute is where healing meets transformation and passion turns into profession. Click the link below to apply now and be the change that you wish to see in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, what's up? Welcome to another podcast episode. It's another opportunity for us to stay motivated, stay empowered, stay positive, man. Positivity is a superpower. One of the best things that you can do is to have a positive mindset. And that's actually what's helped me a lot to make it through a lot of the days, you know, is changing your mindset, is realizing that everything happens for a reason. And I know that a lot of people would argue that. Does it really happen for a reason? Well, let's just say that through every experience that we go through, there's an opportunity for learning. You know, and you want to see life as being a teacher. There's always something in every single moment of your life where you can actually pause, slow down, and realize that, what can I learn from this experience? What is this teaching me? I guess in those challenging moments, we're like, why is this happening to me? And that's why if you shift it to, you know, what is this teaching me instead of why, it's like, well, I mean, why are we alive? Why were we born? You know, like, we're here now. So again, you're here to help yourself to program your mind in a positive way, in a better way, so that you can deal with life and challenges and situations that arise, you know, because if you don't have a better way of thinking about stuff, it is in our mind where we suffer the most. I'll say that again. It is in our mind where we suffer the most. If you're watching right now, write that in the comments. It is in our mind where we suffer the most. It doesn't have to be, but that's why there's therapy, psychologists, coaches, counselors, group therapy, friendships, relationships. And you have the choice to be able to expose your feelings, your truth, to be able to speak, to be able to share, to be able to release. You know, I always say, everything you heal is something that needs to be expressed. Everything you reveal, you heal. Because if you don't release it, you hold on to it. And if you hold on to it, well, then how much can you hold? You know? And so as we continue to go through life and we continue to hold and hold and hold and hold, like, think about it. How many times have there been in your life where you've wanted to talk to someone about something, but you never did because you were afraid of what they'd think of you, or you're afraid of, you know, how that would perceive you or judge you? You know, you want to expose something, you want to talk about it, or maybe you've just never talked about it because you're absolutely ashamed of what you've been through. And even just the thought of, like, telling someone about it scares you so much that there's just no way. And so what happens then? We're suppressing. I say everything that you suppress means that you're not expressing, which means that you're not releasing, which that you're holding, and that's trapped energy. So you think about it, over the years, if you went through something very traumatic when you were 14, never told anyone about it, 24, 34, 44, that's 30 years of trapped energy. Many of us don't realize how important it is for us to become aware of what it is that we're holding on to or carrying, and how it's actually energetically having an impact on our physical body. Because a lot of the times, the reason why we actually are unhealthy, or we don't feel good, or our body's not functioning in the best possible way, not regulating itself, is because we have a lot of stored, trapped energy that we haven't released, we haven't exposed. And I know this, and I've learned this because of the amount of people that I've coached, that I've worked with, that have gone through my coaching programs, that have been able to experience what community does to your life. That what happens when you actually expose the truth? What happens when you talk about that abusive relationship? What happens when you're in an environment where, and that's why, of course, you have group therapy, you have AA, you have all these like counseling sessions and opportunities, community meetings and stuff like that. What is the purpose of these communities? Well, because it gives us an opportunity to feel safe, feel seen, feel connected, you know, and feel supported. Because again, a lot of the times it goes back to Tupac, you know, it's me against the world, that song, Me Against the World. And sometimes when you've been through a lot of shit and you're not comfortable with sharing it with people, guess what? There's so much shame that's built up over the years. That's how you literally wire yourself. You feel like it's just you against the world. And when you've been through shit and you just feel ostracized, or you feel different, or you feel like, I just don't think like other people, or I'm the black sheep of the family, you know, this is where you can develop that mindset of actually feeling like it's just you against the world, that you don't feel understood. You don't feel that people get you, even if they say they do. Like, I can tell you, hands down, you know, my family maybe sometimes can think they get me, they understand me, but guess what? They don't. And that's not saying something bad on them. I'm just saying they don't think like I do. You can try and support me as much as I can. The only way that you will feel connected, supported, and that you get someone is when you invest a lot of energy and time into the relationship, because you want to know. You want to know about them. You want to know why they think differently. And I know myself, some of my family members invest in listening to my podcast. Why? Because I don't live in Australia. I live in Poland. I'm in Dubai. I'm traveling all the time. You know, so how can they get closer to me? They even listen to my podcast. Why? Because they want to learn. They want to understand, why is Luke wired like that? Why is he the way he is? Why does he think like he does? Why has he distanced himself? Why is he focusing on himself all of a sudden? And before, he was so open to everything before, you know? Why is he so passionate? What does he do? You know? So, and again, it's just that connection that may be missing in relationships that you once upon a time had. It's only something that can be rekindled because of energy and investment. You know, communication, making an effort, you know, pay attention to the words that people say versus the actions that they make. Because if someone really gives a shit about you, they'll show you rather than just tell you. You know, and that's why I always say that people will always teach you who they are by how they treat you. You know, everything that you give from yourself is pretty much a reflection of who you are. You know, and if you're not making an effort in relationships, if you're not giving, if you're not showing up, that's a beautiful, beautiful indication of what the other person's going through in their own life, who they are as a person. But again, I don't sit here and judge anyone. I don't sit here and look at my family. I don't sit here and think, oh, they don't spend time with me, or they don't have enough time for me, or whatever, man. Everybody's living their life. Everybody's doing their thing. Everybody's got routines and children and responsibilities and businesses and all this kind of stuff. So there's a lot happening, you know, and no way am I sitting here going, oh, you know, they need to spend more time with me. It's like, nah, I just know myself as being a very emotional, sensitive guy, you know, that decided, hey, you know what, like, I'm not going to let my not enoughness control my life. I'm not going to let the bullying that's programmed my mind to make me feel self-conscious and insecure about myself to control me as to how successful I become or what it is that I do in my life. You know, I'm not going to let the past relationships or rejection experiences that I've been through to control my life. Make me feel, I'm not going to let the world define me. I invite you to do the same, ladies and gentlemen. I invite you to take a stance for yourself and to say, you know what? Like, the world can have its opinions, but will I let it dictate how I show up in the world? Will I allow the thoughts of other people, the opinions of other people, to control the way I see myself? And it may be difficult at the beginning to fathom that and to kind of get your head around it, because you're like, well, hang on a second, but people are going to judge me, but people are going to look at me in a specific way. But shout out to Austin Stevens. Happy birthday, man. My nephew's turned 21 today. So big shout out to you, bro, if you're listening. Congratulations on making it this far, bro. There's a long journey ahead and you're going to be very, very successful. So just freaking keep going. But, you know, this is the thing to think about, guys. Because of the lack of confidence that we have in ourselves, we then tend to people please. We tend to think that we need to fix people before we've fixed ourselves. Give to other people more than we give to ourselves. You know, we fall into these relationships where we, because we don't want that separation, we're codependent unconsciously, right? We're unconsciously codependent. So then we turn into fixers. You know, I'm going to stay with this person continuously because I'm going to hope and hope and wish and hope and wish that if I stay and help them and help them and help them, they'll change. 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. You know, I say give people a time limit, you know, have a threshold, an invisible one, where when you hit a certain peak, have a temperature gauge, you know, that you're at 20 degrees, but you're only willing to go to 40 degrees. Because when it gets that hot, it's time to fuck off, you know, in plain English, because you deserve to create peace in your life, okay? Peace is not something that just falls on your lap. It's something you create in your life. It's a change of mindset. It's a relationship with yourself. It's building confidence. It's living in purpose. It's doing something that's meaningful, that's making a positive impact in the world. That's where peace comes from, you know? So you can have a freaking good sleep at night. That's success. Success is having a good sleep at night, not lying there overthinking about shit because you're not happy with your life, you know? And my heart goes out to you if you're struggling with insomnia, if you can't sleep, man. Because I've had so many people that I've worked with as a coach that I've helped to overcome that insomnia. And I just like, it's such a beautiful thing to hear people saying, I'm sleeping again. I'm like, fuck yeah. That's what this is about. You know, like rest is important so you can function. Have a good sleep, fucking crush the day. Have another good sleep, keep fucking going. Have a good sleep, keep the momentum going. Have another good sleep, keep the momentum going. Have a sleep, fucking keep chasing your dreams. Have a sleep, yes. And you just keep going, man. You keep rocking that shit. But don't look back. Don't fucking think about the past too much. But it's hard not to think about the past too much when you haven't healed from it, when it's continuously lingering and lingering and lingering, you know? And that's why it's so important, man. Pay attention. You know, this is a podcast for not everybody. You know, a lot of people that may listen to this for the first time and maybe are not as conscious or self-aware or on a journey of personal growth and development could be listening to this going, what are you talking about? You know, so it is a specific frequency or vibration that you kind of, or level of awareness, you know, attention, what you focus on expands. You know, you may be now starting to focus on, well, okay, how do I get myself out of this funk? The funk of not living my best life. You know, one step at a time, I can make changes. Remember, it is time that has all your answers, you know, but in one moment, you can change your whole life. I decided 8 years ago, one decision, one moment for me, it changed my whole life and I never ever looked back. And this is the beautiful part about your transformation, your ascension, your awakening, is that you get to make choices. And one of the choices you're making today is to listen to my podcast. If you're on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Audible, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Rumble, wherever you're listening to the Luke Mind Power podcast. If you're watching live, you're watching a replay, you're watching on YouTube, I believe in you, no matter where you're at. You're investing in yourself right now. The fact that you're here, the fact that you're tuning in, this is an investment. You know, I have invested in myself like countless hours. YouTube, Spotify, School of Greatness, Les Brown, Lisa Nichols, Bob Proctor, Jim Rohn. You know, the list can go on. People who talk about inspiration or talk about life or teach you about mindset or teach you about self-love or teach you about healing yourself or teach you about becoming more conscious and self-aware, making better decisions. Storytelling is such a powerful, powerful tool to tap into. You know, if you become a better communicator, no matter what business you're running, you become a better communicator, better storyteller, more confidence in your ability to express yourself, man, you'll sell a lot more. Your business will grow a lot more because you understand connection. You understand how to connect with people, you know? And it's something that if you haven't invested in, you should, because that's the best thing that I ever did, was to invest in my communication skill set and to become more confident. But it's the fear, as I mentioned earlier in previous podcast episodes, the fear of public speaking that I thought that I was struggling with. But then I look back at it and I'm like, well, when I did that program or that course, it really was the catalyst for me to learn to love myself. I mean, what is self-love? It's not selfish. It's not, you know, I'm better than you. It's like, no, I'm living with me forever. You know, for the rest of my human experience, I'm living with me. This is my body. This is my meat suitcase. You know, I'm a spirit living in this meat suitcase. I'm the mind that I get to program. I'm not the mind. The mind is the mind, and we program the mind to be able to support us as we keep making better decisions for ourselves. But as I'm living through this journey, it's my responsibility to have a better relationship with myself. So I guess it's time for me to look inwards. It's time for me to face myself. It's time for me to love and accept and appreciate myself and have more compassion to myself, rather than me being programmed that, no, it's not good to be for you. It's not good to put yourself first, right? Because again, it's like frowned upon a little bit. It's like, why? But I'm living with me for the rest of my life. Isn't it healthy that I do good things for me, that I take care of me, that I look after me? So this is where all of your confidence will come from, ladies and gentlemen, if you learn to love yourself. But again, what does that actually mean? Because so many people throw around the word self-love and this and that. It's like, nah, but what is self-love? And then it's like, well, self-care. What's self-care? Going and doing your nails? Is self-care going exercise? Is self-care eating healthier? Is self-care going to bed earlier? Is self-care, you know, protecting your mind from negativity or scarcity or stuff that doesn't nourish you in a positive way? You know, is self-care going and taking your shoes off and standing on the grass and grounding your feet? What is it? You know, self-care, self-love. So let's talk about self-love. What is self-love? Well, for me, the moment that I realized that it was okay to talk to myself, that it was okay to look at myself in my own eyes and have honest conversation with myself, that it was okay for me to forgive myself, that it was okay for me to actually not be afraid of myself, that I could stand in front of myself, in front of a mirror, and look at Luke and not run away, even though my brain was wired with full of self-doubt and insecure thoughts and negative thoughts and self-doubt, I decided to do the opposite of what my brain was telling me. And so my brain would be like, what are you doing? Why are you looking at yourself? This is a stupid exercise. Why are you doing this for? This is dumb. Stop being stupid. Stop looking at yourself. Stop doing this. And so I decided, well, if I'm going to build a better, healthier for relationship, I want to be for me rather than against me. How can I be for me if I'm not willing to face myself? How can I be for me? How can I be encouraging for me? How can I support my success? How can I become a better version of myself if I'm not willing to see myself? If I'm not willing to have conversations with myself? And so the relationship with yourself comes from how much time are you willing to spend with yourself. Not escaping by reading a book, because that's just imagination. You could be reading something where you're researching, but I'm saying just because you're sitting down and you're reading a book doesn't mean that you're spending time with yourself, because you're actually focusing on something else. I'm talking about you. How much time have you spent with you? Not walking around listening to music. I'm talking, how much time have you spent getting to know you? Reprogramming your mind that, hey, it's okay to be with me. Reprogramming your mind to teach yourself that, you know, I'm actually good the way I am. I'm actually enjoying my own company. Sure, it's great to be around people, but there ain't nothing wrong with me. See, one of the challenges that we're faced is in the relationship with ourselves, in this journey of awakening or personal growth or transformation or ascension, evolution of your life, you know, is I feel lonely. I'm scared to be alone. But really all that's saying is that I'm so used to being around people, I don't know who I am without other people. So I need to be around other people to feel safe. So what's that mean? Well, maybe traumatized for some reason from my childhood, because maybe I didn't receive love, attention. I was never seen. So now I've gotten older and my default is I need to be around other people to feel safe. Get where I'm coming from? Get what I'm saying? You know, so that's why the breakthrough, where's the breakthrough? The breakthrough is leaning into the uncomfortable journey of spending quality time with yourself. The uncomfortable journey of being in your head when your mind is like, I need to be around people. I don't feel safe. I feel lonely. You know, the uncomfortable journey of becoming aware of your conscious thoughts that are coming up, and then the feeling within yourself that you feel unsafe. The default is call friends, people that from the past I need to be around. So it's doing the opposite, basically, doing the opposite of what you're so used to doing. And that's why it is difficult. But it's worth it. You know, finding yourself is so worth it. It's the most fulfilling journey that you can ever go on. Coming back home to yourself. I remember joining the course or program that I did with Lisa Nichols, and, you know, she would always say, welcome home. Welcome home. And that's what I say to everyone that joins our coaching programs. I say, welcome home. Because literally this is what this journey is about. It's about coming home, you know, where we're always focusing on things outside of ourselves, sometimes not even realizing why. And then all of a sudden you come home to yourself and you go, oh my gosh, it's been a long time. I've forgotten about me. I don't even know who I am anymore. It's like, well, that's fucking great. Let's get to know you. You know, what a gift. Like the greatest gift that you can give yourself is to get to know who you are. Instead of constantly being focusing on other shit, is give yourself a chance to get to know you, to love you, to appreciate you, so that you program yourself that it's good to be me. So that when people judge you, when people call your names, when people try to bully you, when people have their fucking opinions about you, when people try to tell you how you need to be, you have this invisible shield where all that bullshit just gets fucking pushed back, bounces off. It's like they're trying to chuck shit at you and it's like boing, boing, boing. Why? Because you're good mentally. They can't infiltrate your subconscious programming because you have done your job. You know, you've spent that time with yourself, you've validated yourself, you've got your own back. And now when people judge you, when people throw shit at you, you're just like, man, your opinions don't pay my bills. Your opinions is none of my business. Most important opinion is mine. And what I think of me, that's the most important. So if you can adapt this kind of mindset, but not only mindset, but again, go through a journey of building a healthier relationship with yourself, you'll become unstoppable, you know, because you understand energetics as well, because you become very more self-aware of your energy. You become aware of what's draining you, what is causing you to feel off. You become aware of like things that maybe you haven't processed or healed from, you know, because you can't build self-love and then hold on to trauma and hold on to your past and hold on to the fears and the doubts. Self-love doesn't hold fear and doubt. You know, love is, yes, I can. Love is your dreams. Love is the strongest emotion that you can feel. And when you love yourself, man, you're unstoppable. You're unshakable, unbreakable. There's nothing you cannot achieve if you love yourself enough to want to do it, you know? And that's the power of it, because like, you know, when you love someone so much, you know, you just like, you want to die for them. You want to go all out for them. You want to fucking do as whatever you can to make them happy. You go above and beyond, you know, you fucking round circles and shit, man. You go on fucking ins and out, because I love you so much. I'm going to make sure it happens. You know, you're willing, you know? And so when you have more of that love within yourself, man, like you'll heal, you'll evolve, you'll let go, and you'll put yourself first. You won't sit here and go, well, I better be careful of this decision because I might not see these people again because they'll judge me. And you go, I don't give a fuck if they judge me. They can judge me. Guess what? I've got to stick to my truth. This is me, you know? And the right people will follow. It's a beautiful thing that you start making better decisions for yourself, not taking into consideration all the people around you. It's like, well, let me just write down what I want to do. Okay, this is my plan. This is what I want to do. All right, but you know, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 15 people that I need to take into consideration, because if I make this one decision, it's going to affect these other 15 people. So if it's going to affect these other 15 people, you know what? Maybe I can't make that decision. Whose life are you living? And the beautiful thing about you stepping up, evolving, standing up for your power, your truth, is that you know what? You actually impact people's lives. You inspire people that reject you deep down. I've seen it happen. I have seen it happen. It's ridiculously extraordinary. And I'm so happy for them. You know, I'm not in their life per se. I'm not hating on anyone that I kind of moved away from, but I've inspired them. You know, you don't realize the impact that you have when you step up and you do the opposite of what people think you can't do. You go and do it. And then you watch what happens to their life because they're like inspired. Some people may stay the same, but you'll see that you actually make a better difference pursuing your goals, pursuing your dreams, and you actually help people become more aware of their own life because you own your truth. You step up for yourself. If you're inspired by this podcast, make sure you share this. If you're inspired by this podcast, share it on your platforms. Share it wherever you can. Give it to someone that needs some sort of inspiration, because this podcast will inspire them to not give up and to awaken to their greatness. For real, this is a beautiful thing. Isn't it amazing that you could evolve and you're actually doing a service to the world? Because you're like, man, I'm not going to be in my own way anymore. I'm going to make some changes. Great. What does that look like? Well, first of all, let's start speaking our truth. Even when we're nervous, I'm going to start saying things, even if I feel scared to say it. This is my truth. Oh, I'm going to start putting myself first, making myself a number one priority in my life. Not other people, me. Finally, after fucking how many years, I'm going to put me first. It's going to burn some bridges. Fucking burn the bridges. Let them fucking burn. Put some more petrol on them and turn them on. You know, turn the fucking bridges on. So the burn the bridge, I'll burn that fucking bridge. I'll burn all the bridges. Get some more fucking petrol, gasoline, and pour it on the bridges and go put some matches there, light it up. You know what I mean? Like walk away and you got fucking all this fire behind you. You know, because your truth will set you free. Your truth will set you free. Being yourself, being able to be yourself, you'll have a lot more peace as well. You know, it's like, oh my God, I just want to feel peace. Well, why don't you start with being your fucking self? Making decisions that put yourself first, prioritize yourself, invest in yourself, do what's right for you, love the shit out of yourself, and you'll start making better fucking decisions. How about that? Let's have a moment of reflection. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. But peace, man, how can you have peace if you don't love yourself and you don't start making better decisions in your life? You're not for you, you're against you, you know? You're not filling yourself up, you know, you're not confident in yourself. You've lost yourself. always escaping, or you're focusing on other shit all the time and you never have time for yourself. You know? Interesting things to ponder on, because it's not that you deserve peace or you deserve happiness, because this is all shit that you create. You know, what is happiness? You know, I'm in the back. What's joy? I'm in the backyard talking to my sister on the phone. I'm looking at the dog sitting in the grass, cleaning itself, licking itself in the shade because it's trying to hide from the sun. And I'm like, it's so cute. That's fucking joy. That's happiness. Like, what is that? It's so cute. Wow. You know, like, that's, what do you want? Like, what do you want from life? Where's your mindset at? You know, what's your environment like? You're the one that creates the peace. If you haven't got it, move. You're not a tree. You're not stuck. If you say you're stuck, you are. If you want to get unstuck, you can. Whatever you think, whatever you believe, is what will then be seen in your reality. The amount of times that I talk to my best friend Danilo and some other friends, and when I talk about shit, man, I talk. Because when I talk, it comes to life. And I'm very careful of the things that I say, because I'm manifesting and materializing as I'm living, as I'm evolving. I don't like to live in the past. I don't live in the past. I do reflect on stories and things that I've overcome and what I've been through so that I can share with you, so that I can be relatable to you, so that you understand that I'm speaking from experience here. But most importantly, I'm always a visionary. You know, I'm grateful for this present moment that I'm spending right here with you right now on this podcast episode. I'm grateful that you share this podcast episode with your friends and family. I'm grateful that you're spending time with me. I appreciate you so much. But then in this present moment, guess what? I'm always creating. I'm always creating the future, because in this present moment, I'm creating consistency, momentum. I'm moving. And this is how you create the life of your dreams, because you talk about things that you want to work on, that you want to achieve, your goals, by taking action. Everything you want is on the other side of action. The treasure that you seek is hidden in the work that you're avoiding. The treasure, what is your treasure? Happiness, more success, more abundance, financial security. Having a family, having your own house, having a nice car, or whatever it is, nice jewelry, like maybe it's trips to the mountains, maybe it's traveling, maybe it's climbing as rock, whatever is your treasure is hidden in the work that you're avoiding. Maybe it's just having inner peace. Maybe it's attracting a healthy relationship for once in your life. The treasure that you are seeking is hidden in the work that you're avoiding. And that's why this is a beautiful time in your life. You have options, you have choices that you can actually start to do the work on yourself so that you can have that treasure. You can open that, eventually open the treasure chest. So think about this as we finish up this episode. The work, the treasure, the work and the treasure. The treasure you seek is hidden in the work that you're avoiding. And as long as you keep avoiding the work, you will never get your treasure. That's shit, eh? How shit's that? Think about it. As long as you keep avoiding the work, you will never get your treasure. And your treasure is success, happiness, inner peace, healthy relationships, good people around you, traveling the world, doing what you really love, doing what you enjoy. But as long as you don't do the work, you'll never get your treasure. And this is the beautiful thing that we have about our life. Is focus on the positive things, stay positive, stay focused on your goals, be consistent, surround yourself with positivity, surround yourself with inspiration, surround yourself with people that actually want to see you win, people that inspire you. And sometimes those people are going to be non-existent in your life. Sometimes your people is going to be the Luke Mindpower podcast. For me, along my journey, my people for a long time was just listening to Les Brown on YouTube. Was just listening to Lisa Nichols on YouTube, was just listening to Lewis Howes, The School of Greatness, when I was cleaning the Shaolin Temple at 7:30 in the morning after breakfast, and I would have his episodes downloaded on Spotify, and I was just listening. And sometimes those are your people. where in the physical realm of reality, we don't have those people that inspire us or that support us or that believe in us, but we have technology and we have the ability to tap into energies, be it the Luke Mind Power podcast, be it Les Brown, Lisa Nichols, Tony Robbins, Lewis Howes, the School of Greatness. This is energy. You're tapping into that energy because you want to stay close to it. You want to surround yourself with that. You want to connect with it, and it feeds your soul. And it helps you to evolve, and it teaches you and keeps you inspired. So thank you so much for being here, guys. Thank you for showing up again. It's a blessing to continue this podcast journey and continue this. And this is, I mean, as I say podcast, but really it's like my own radio station, you know. Instead of listening to the radio, you turn this on, you know. So I trust that this has been an amazing journey thus far. If you've just joined us for the first time, maybe you're watching live and you don't know that there's a podcast out that you can go on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Audible, Amazon Music, Rumble, iHeartRadio, the Luke Mind Power Podcast, available on all platforms. We've got nearly 400 episodes coming up, which is extraordinary. So there is so much to learn from. There is so much storytelling. There's so much inspiration available for you guys. So please go and explore the Luke Mind Power Podcast. It's a blessing to continue this journey with you. And I'm going to see you on the next episode. And if you are someone that does want to work on themselves, I'm sure you'll find some resources and some links below this video so you can get in touch with myself and my team. Until next time, I will see you very, very soon. Keep going. Don't stop. And always remember that self-love is the secret to success. Let's go.